It's illegal to buy and sell human organs for transplantation in the United States, but some transplant advocates are talking about loosening that law. So a group of American researchers will examine what happens in a place where organs are sold. They picked India, where desperately poor people sometimes sell one of their kidneys on the black market. According to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, most of these people actually end up financially worse off. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The researchers questioned more than 300 people who had sold the kidney. Ash Sagal, a kidney specialist at Case Western Reserve University, describes what they found.
We were surprised to find that not only did the sellers not benefit, but they actually seemed to be harmed as a result of the sale. Economically, their income declined by about one-third. Even though paying off debts was the main reason for selling, most of them were again in debt within a short period of time.
They didn't do so well medically either. Half had persistent pain in the area of the scar. They usually got paid about $1,000. That's twice the average annual income in India. But Sagal says it wasn't a one-way ticket out of poverty. Most sellers wound up unhappy with their decision.
About 80% of the individuals said that if they were going to make a recommendation to other people, they would recommend that they not sell. So that tells us that if these individuals had a better understanding of the likely outcomes of selling a kidney, that for the most part they wouldn't do it again.
In the United States, there's a severe shortage of kidneys. Recently, transplant advocates have begun talking about financial incentives for the families of people whose organs are used for transplants after death. The American Medical Association has called for a pilot study. Sagal says his work argues against that.
I think that our study is going to add to perceptions that providing financial incentives means taking advantage of poor people, since, after all, it's only poor people who are going to respond to any kind of financial incentive.
That is simply 180 degrees wrong.
David Kasserman has a double perspective on the issue. He's an economist at Auburn University, and he spent 4 years on dialysis waiting for a kidney from a cadaver.
Their findings argue exactly the opposite. They argue that we should reduce our reliance on living donors. In order to do that, unless you just want to let people die, then the alternative is to pay cadaveric donors.
He says that would increase the supply without having to rely on living donors. Kasserman predicts payments would be so low, on the order of hundreds of dollars, that no living donor would be tempted to do it for the money. He says paying for cadaveric donors in India or the U.S. would keep people from being taken advantage of.
Any economist will tell you the cure for a black market activity is to legalize trade.
Ethicist Art Kaplan of the University of Pennsylvania doesn't buy that.
There are more things involved in transplant than are dreamt of in any economist's philosophy.
He says paying families would cast a shadow on voluntary donations.
It's probably one of the few places where money is more of an insult or would be more emotionally disturbing to people to talk about. I think money and death just don't mix, and I don't suspect we're going to see a cadaver market either.
But money may someday enter the transplant equation. Both the House and Senate are considering legislation that would set up a demonstration project to pay travel and other expenses of living donors. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.